We are hosting over 1,200 students in the North Texas area to provide community and connection with our peer-to-peer programs. We're allowing them a day of learning, of fun, great speakers, lunch, and a time to really come together and share ideas about what they're doing on their campuses for peer-to-peer mental health support.
You can kind of compare notes and say, okay, that might work for us, or this might work.
Right, and it helps them to know that they're not alone working on their campuses, standing individually and siloed. It gives them the day to say, hey, we're facing these kinds of challenges. What are you guys doing on your campus to help with peer-to-peer support, and how can we learn from each other and grow and make this more community-wide within our areas of the Metroplex?
Yeah, because I would imagine you would want, like, other schools to get involved too. And
yeah, we've got a lot of peer-to-peer programs that have been in effect for several years, and so those squads are able to come and help the new baby squads get up and going and share ideas and wisdom and support and say, hey, we've seen this before and this is what works, and let us help you champion your new squad as you get going on your campus.
And also too, because like helping kids, like kids helping kids, it's not like you're not talking to a teacher who, like, you maybe you're scared or you're like you feel like you can't talk to them. I've done stories before. Dallas Police a few years ago, they had like a peer-to-peer for officers who are like this case is really kind of weighing on me, but they don't want to talk to, like, just they don't want to go to a therapist because it's like that guy's not going to know.
Right.
Like, if you talk to another officer, they'll be like, oh yeah, I've had to deal with that too.
Exactly. And the peers, when they're talking to each other, they understand what they're facing more so than what an adult might understand. There's a lot of kids that may not initially go to a parent or a teacher or a counselor or seek mental health professionals, but they'll talk to their friends. That's who they're talking to about what's going on in their own lives. And so when we're training kids to understand what to do with this kind of information and how to lead it to a trusted adult when it becomes imperative for the safety of the child. But when kids are talking to each other about day-to-day challenges, it's building relationships. It's learning how powerful connection can be in their own lives when they're sharing what's going on in their own experience with one another.